All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 15th day of June, 2021. I do want to thank all of you for listening and making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. Also like to encourage you to continue sending along any comments you have about this show. Whether they're positive or negative or something in between, we'd always like to hear from you. We also like to make known our sponsors who make this show economically viable. Today's sponsors are Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, El Oro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, NV Gold Corp, and Firefox Gold. And I do like to note that all of those are companies that I cover in my newsletter every week. Whenever there's news, I really pass it on and comment on it for my subscribers, and you can subscribe to my letter by going to miningstocks.com. Miningstocks.com, my letter is Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. I've titled today's show, COVID-19 and Limits to Global Growth. Robert Moriarty, Dr. Quentin Henning, and Jeff Deist return as guests. The Club of Rome warns that, quote, the Earth's interlocking resources, the global system of nature in which we all live, probably cannot support present rates of economic and population growth much beyond the year 2100, if that long, they say, even with advanced technology. Other elite organizations issue similar warnings, but what policies do these self-proclaimed gods of the universe have in mind for the elimination of most of the world's population? After all, we have an exponential growth in technology that is supposed to make our lives better. But the trouble is that while 99% of technology may be positive for our well-being, it's also true that perhaps 1% of the new technology can be extremely harmful to humans. Bob Moriarty will discuss the unthinkable but scientifically based concerns of top independent pharmaceutical scientists about the potential threat of our new vaccines technologies to the future of the human race. Now, let me be clear. I am not an anti-vaxxer. Mrs. Taylor and I both have received our COVID-19 vaccinations, but I do not think that we should ever close our eyes to scientific evidence, no matter where that leads us, just to avoid trouble from the politically powerful who defy science when it benefits them or when it suits them. They decide to defy evidence for the sake of political power and wealth. So I'm very much interested in what Bob Moriarty has to say about these new vaccine technologies when he visits with us in the second half of today's show. Right after our first commercial break, Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me to update us on Lion One Metals, which is moving towards gold production on its Tuvutu project in Fiji. The geological model identified by Dr. Henning is that this is an alkaline gold deposit, which are generally very, very large gold deposits. So while Lion One Metals moves towards production, it has also an exceptionally exciting exploration program that I am keeping my subscribers up to date on, and also a stock that I personally own. Now, the company's news has slowed down quite a bit in large part because of COVID-19. The Fiji government basically shut things down there, but now things are starting to come back to life. So we're really going to be interested in what Dr. Henning has to say right after our first commercial break. But right now, I'm really thankful to tell you that Jeff Deist, the president of the Mises Institute, is with me. He's here to share his ideas on issues of economic growth in light of COVID-19 or whatever else he has to talk about. We're always glad to have Jeff with us. Thank you for joining me, Jeff.
Thank you, Jay.
It's really good to have you with me, and I know that you're heading off, I think, tomorrow to a Medical Freedom Summit in Salem, New Hampshire. So can you tell our listeners about that and you know, how that fits into the current environment that we find ourselves in?
Yeah, isn't that interesting when we hear these environmental types talk about the limits or having some sort of finite nature to economic growth? I mean, look at medicine. Mm-hmm. Look at the things you and I take for granted versus our great-grandparents. I mean, things were very, very scarce or non-existent in their time. Things like Novocaine at the dentist.
Yeah.
You know, much less the kind of radiology and diagnostic tools we have today, like an MRI, which can tell the doctor infinitely more than an old-fashioned X-ray ever could. So, you know, it's really an apples and oranges comparison. And as these technologies develop, if we let them, it's really amazing how our sense of economic growth changes. I mean, there have been several points in the history of the West where politicians and other soothsayers have said, well, we've sort of reached the limits of this technology. Mm-hmm. We've reached the limits of this growth. And, you know, when it comes to the environmental apocalyptic types, mm-hmm. one thing I'd like to point out is that as people get wealthier, they actually have fewer kids. Mm-hmm. Even under today's projections, with all the growth going on in huge cities like Nairobi, for example, in Africa, the world's population is probably going to top out at about 8 billion and then begin to slowly scale back, because this is simply a function of development. Ask yourself, Jay, did people mm-hmm. have more kids in 1900 or mm-hmm. in 2000?
Yeah.
Well, they had more in 1900 because they had to do agricultural mm-hmm. labor. So this is a lot of this stuff is just absolute nonsense. And one of the best ways to understand why it's absolute nonsense is go back 20 or 30 or 40 years ago and read the kind of literature that was coming out at the time. Go back and read something like Future Shock by Alvin Toffler, which was mm-hmm. trendy in, I want to say, the 1970s and 80s. You know, so much of this stuff doesn't pan out. And of course, no one's around 40 years later to say you were wrong.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, I'm just thinking about cheaper by the dozen, they used to say. And my mother grew up in a family of 13 kids. So, things are definitely different. And everybody pitched in, of course, and during the 1930s, stayed home from school even to make sure there was food on the table and people could survive. So, yes, technology has certainly been a blessing. It can also be a curse, though. And I mean, you think about you know, what may have come out of that lab and in Wuhan, if that's what proves to be the case, that there are certainly some concerns, the nuclear bomb, of course. So there's technologies, mostly positive, but sometimes negative as well. But so what will be who are some of your speakers that you'll have there at this Freedom Summit?
Well, we have a variety of speakers, doctors from cash only and concierge practices. We have an mm-hmm. actuary to talk about what real insurance would look like if we allowed actual risk assessment to take place instead of mandating insurance and then requiring that it cover X, Y, and Z. That's not how actuarial risk assessment happens, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have some economists there to talk about why the COVID lockdowns were wrong from the standpoint of, you know, cost benefit. Uh-huh. But more importantly, we're just going to be talking about technology and innovation in places like these minute clinics we see coming into Walmart, mm-hmm. eye exams, dental treatments which are cash only, because the bottom line is that insurance programs keep getting more and more costly. The premiums keep going up. The copays keep going up. The deductibles keep going up. And meanwhile, on the market side of things, the cash prices of things keep falling. And at some point, we're going to get awfully close in between the two, and we're going to get rid of this crazy idea that health insurance is somehow tied to your job. Your mm-hmm. car insurance isn't tied to your job. And second of all, that health insurance should pay for basic services. That just doesn't make any sense, because that's not insurance. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the marketplace is going to assert itself, I think, in the coming decades, because medicine has just gotten so out of control on the cost mm-hmm. side. Plus, we have entitlements. Mm-hmm. We have a population where the over 65s are set to double in America. And, of course, your later years are when you tend to consume more healthcare. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, these cost containment measures, which are really market innovations, mm-hmm. are going to happen by hook or by crook. And the question is whether we're going to let them happen or whether we're going to fight them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a fascinating topic, because there's no part of the marketplace, perhaps other than education and banking, which is as regulated and controlled as medicine. And so when we see innovators and entrepreneurs finding ways through the cracks, to me, it's fascinating.
Definitely. Jeff, is there a way that people that aren't attending this might learn more about it, or would it be any of it be videos of it or anything that people might be able to avail themselves to?
Yeah, so we're going to be outside of Boston in New Hampshire, so we'll be on East Coast time. Mm-hmm. And the event is basically from 11:30 till 5, so it's an all-day thing. We're going to have, I think, 6, 7, 8 speakers. And if you just go to Mises.org, Mises.org/live, it'll stream all day long. That'll take you to our YouTube page. So it's going to stream all day, and then, of course, we'll have the videos available later. So anybody who is a medical professional, people interested in things like nurse practitioners, physician's assistant, cash and concierge medicine, the expansion of urgent care into all kinds of new clinics, cash clinics. I think it's fascinating. There's probably going to be opportunities for investors there too.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it sounds exciting, Jeff. Thank you for sharing that with us. I think it's something that I want to check into, certainly, perhaps, if it's archived. So at Mises.org/live, I think you said, to watch it live.
Yes.
So, all right, great. Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and always good to hear from you.
And okay, thank you, Jeff.
People, you bet. All right, folks, well, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away. Dr. Quentin Henning will be here to talk about the 2v2 Gold Project of Lion One Metals. Very exciting story that's coming into being, so don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Henning.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.